The OJs did a song called Love's Train, Love Train, where they talked about or sang about people coming together. The Doobie Brothers doing a song about love, people coming together. What's the name of the song? Tell you, this one can be tricky. It can be tricky. It can sure enough be tricky. We hear them singing, without love, where would we be now? What's the name of the song? I give you the name of the group, Doobie Brothers. What's the name of the song? Let me share this with you while I'm thinking about it. It is so good when we can optimize. That's right. Optimize. Optimize our workout performance. Optimize our singing skills. Optimize this, optimize that. How about this? How about when we are optimizing our websites for smartphone use? Ladies and gentlemen, that is what has finally happened for Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. That's right, the program you get to hear Monday through Sunday. Monday through Friday from 1 until 2 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays from 1 until 3 p.m. on 1550 AM The Voice, WTHB. You can also hear online by going to speakingwith.com and listen online at your convenience. For some time now, we've been able to listen on our laptops and on our desktops. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, you can listen on your pads and your phones because the site is optimized for mobile use. That's right. It is mobile friendly, smartphone friendly. So I want you to be sure to check out the program, speakingwith.com. That's right. Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Heard on 1550 AM The Voice and at speakingwith.com. You'll have a menu option, of course. You open up on the home page, and when you click on those three lines on the upper left-hand corner of the page, you know how it works. You get your menu option, your menu drop-down, and you can choose to check out this week's guests and topics. If you want to, you can just go right to the category, the link of that'll allow you to listen online at your convenience. You can read some things about your host and more right there at speakingwith.com. Again, with the change now, what a great change to have brought in by the end of this year too. Moving into the new year, right? Speakingwith.com, optimized for smartphone use. So check it out wherever you are, truly at your convenience. It's interesting that I think the latest information indicates that roughly 60% of people, 60% of people who access the internet do so through their smartphones. So, we are gladly accommodating you now that we have that all figured out and it's working smoothly, it's working beautifully. So, speakingwith.com, you can listen online by way of your laptop, desktop, your pad, your smartphone. If it will access the internet, it's there for you, user-friendly. All right. How's leadership gone for you this year? You know, we've been talking about leadership. We've been giving some tips, some leadership principles. There are so many people who are in leadership positions. And as I've mentioned before, you're leading as parents. You really are. The question is, are you leading well? Another question is, are you leading better and better? It's interesting that when our children are 5 years old, they're counting on us. They really are. They're counting on us. Even if they don't know that on a conscious level, they're counting on us to get things right ourselves and to help life be right for them. Not necessarily completely trouble-free, but right. They turn 13 years old, they're still counting on us. They want mom and dad to have a good relationship. And the proof is in the pudding, or I guess I should say it the way it was originally said, the proof of the eating is in the pudding. I'm sorry, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. If you really want to know what that pudding is like, eat it. The proof of the pudding is in the eating. Oh, that pudding's good, huh? All right, let me eat some. I'll see for myself. I'll find out what my taste buds have to say about this pudding. The proof of the pudding is in the eating. So we're leading as parents. Are we leading well? Are we leading better? Yeah, in other words, we don't need to assume that it's okay for us to get kind of slack as parents just because our children are no longer toddlers, or just because they're no longer preteens, or just because they're no longer young adults. Here's the thing. Not talking about a guilt trip. It is good to sorrow over what we have done wrong and to grow from that experience. It's not good to go on a 20-year guilt trip. Doesn't help anyone. But that said, we need to be aware of the fact that even our young adult, even our middle-aged adult children can be devastated if their parents divorce. I mean devastated, too. So my point is this. Our children are still counting on the parents to be doing well as far as examples that we set, as far as how we lead them. Even when they're in the 30s and 40s, they still are counting on us to get it right and to help them get it right. That's part of the reason that even when our children are in their late teens, when they're young adults, middle-aged adults, they still call the parents for some feedback, input, advice, for some direction, guidance. They're still counting on us to help them make it through life. And that's a good thing. Nothing wrong with that at all. The main reason I bring it up is because even then we need to realize we're still able to exercise some level of leadership. So it really is a good idea to be deliberately improving our leadership skills. We're leading in our homes. We have leadership responsibilities at work, leadership responsibilities at our places of worship. Not everyone is in a leadership position everywhere we go. I realize that. You can still have some positive influence, though. Yes, whether you are a designated leader or not, you can still have positive influences, beneficial influence. When we come back, let's take a look some more at what Dr. Terry Linhart is sharing with us regarding being a self-aware leader as we improve our leadership skills.